Somewhere out there, broadcast radio is lost in space, but we're down to earth. You're listening to Breakdown FM.
One all day play.
One all day play. All day play.
Real music for real people.
All my days, I've never known a love as great as the one you've given to me. My dreams are reality. You are the man of my dream. I couldn't conceive of you that's built more perfectly. Oh, you, baby, you inspire me to be the higher me. Loving you's easy, believe me. Cause you love me as it's true, no matter.
You and in the building with me all the way from, I want to say, Philadelphia. You are from Philly, right?
Baltimore, my way in D.C.
Baltimore, Philly, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the same thing as back east.
Okay.
To people from California, it's right. Just all back east. Right. But her name, they call her Momo Fresh.
Momo Fresh.
But let me make sure I pronounce the name correctly, because she's a Grammy nominated artist. I'm going to let you pronounce it so everybody gets it correctly.
Thank you. Maimouna Youssef.
Maimouna Youssef. Does that have a special meaning?
Maimouna means kind hearted, or could also mean lucky, or someone who makes the situation better.
Where's that from?
Well, it's used all over West Africa, but I was named after my mother's friend from Sierra Leone.
Okay, so there you have it. Mm-hmm. All names have meaning in African culture, so you're taking it all the way back.
Yeah.
The whole concept of Nomo, nothing is sacred without a name.
Absolutely.
Bring it into life. Mm-hmm. And all that. So I bring that up because I'm listening to your album, The Blooming, mm-hmm. And seems like you're bringing a lot of life into the music. Talk a little bit about this, you know, this album, and I want to immediately get into a cut, because you did something that you don't often hear on albums. It's mm-hmm. usually you get an R&B album, and it's just R&B, or you get a jazz album, it's all jazz,
right.
But with each cut, I didn't know what to expect.
Right.
You going all the way.
Well, for me, The Blooming was just that. Like, it was a blooming, the coming of self. As I was recording, I was also learning something new about myself. And I was allowing the music to come through me, however it would come through, and like truly being a vessel for it. There were a lot of times where I might have had in my mind for a song to be a particular way, and when I was done recording, it was something different than I expected, but still special and beautiful. And it was like life is, you know, life is not monotone. It's, you know, life has ups and downs and waves and valleys, and sometimes, you know, life's arrangement doesn't come back to the way it started. You know, it's not always 8-bar verses and 4-bar hooks. Life is not always like that.
No, it isn't. The music industry wants it to be like that.
right?
But not you. You like, I'm gonna go where the soul takes me.
Absolutely. And I mean, and because it's an independent project, I had the freedom to do that. I didn't have anyone down my throat saying, you know, there's no market for this, no one will buy this, be afraid, don't do what your heart wants you to do. Because the people that have received the album and love it and you know, have communicated to me that they've been changed in some way or inspired in some, you know, shape or form, it speaks volumes to me, and I'm grateful that I was able to even do that. I mean, for as long as I can remember, albums that inspire me, you know, to be able to now inspire somebody else, like to give them that feeling that I felt, I mean, that's an amazing transference of energy. I'm just grateful to be able to do that. And with the, in terms of like the genre, a lot of times I've heard people say, well, there's so many different genres. To be honest, it's black music. Mm. It's all relative, you know? Nothing that I do is estranged from the other. Hip hop, blues, rock, jazz. They're very close relatives. They are, right. You know?
Well, you know, I did an interview with Herbie Hancock, and he talked about labels limit your musicality.
Absolutely.
You know, and he said that a good musician doesn't have a label, just mm-hmm. does what they do, you know, mm-hmm. can go from jazz
Absolutely.
To hip hop or whatever it is. But moving beyond that, and you alluded to that, it also seems like just us as black people get kind of narrow casted into a box. Mm-hmm. So like if you're a black woman, you know, you can only be angry, or yeah. maybe you can only sing a certain way, and you know, it's very limited. So can you speak to that?
Absolutely. Because even as a writer for other artists, I ghostwrite for artists and things like that, so many times I've gotten that from publishing companies and from people I've worked with. They'll say, well, that's a great song, we should sell it to a white artist. A black artist can't sing that song. And it's like, why? Because it's meaningful? Because it's, you know, I mean, it's real life. Don't we experience real life too? Don't we experience our highs and our lows? And don't we have different perspectives on life than what's, you know, in the mainstream? But it, you know, it is an unfortunate situation in the music business. You know, and what they told me is, well, you know, black people don't like to think. And you know,
well, obviously you're breaking the stereotype.
Got to.
Yeah, you know, you're thinking.
And not just me. I'm going to tell you, I feel happy to be living in this time. I didn't used to feel like that. I used to feel like, God, why couldn't I be alive in the 60s? But I feel very happy to be blessed to be in this time, because I know so many other great artists, independent artists, Martin Luther for one.
Right, yeah, like Martin Luther in the building. There he goes. He's a thinking artist too.
Yes, who are doing this. So it's like, and because of the internet, it's becoming so much more accessible where you can find your artist who is speaking to you, speaking your truth, and you know, and living that for you, and you can take that on into your life, you know?
Well, let's do this. We're gonna listen to a cut, and I'm gonna kick this with Black Magic Woman.
Okay.
Now, is this the Santana remake, or what was the deal
with
it?
It's not. So, this song, it's a blues song that I started working on with a producer from Norfolk named Knots, and Knots Raw, and it just took on its own life. As I was writing, I was laughing like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm writing this. But it was so real, the story that was being told.
Did you have to get into a blues state of mind?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. But you know, I come from a very artistic family. Like,
okay.
You know, my uncle is a rock and roll guitar player. My other uncle sings blues. My mother, she toured with Sammy Davis Jr. for years.
Oh, okay.
Lionel Hampton, you know. So, and you know, she grew up across the street from a blues bar with Coco Taylor would play and B.B. King and all these other people. So I've heard those influences my whole life, you know. But I wanted to tell the story of how music can possess you like a lover and take you into the space that no one can understand or can describe or can, you know, this is such a pure, pure, amazing place. And so I called it Black Magic Woman because to me that title, it just depicts something that is ancient and rooted and deep, and you can't understand, you can't touch it, you can't break it, but you love it.
Well, you redefined it, because you know, I think Black Magic Woman, I said, oh, she did Santana, right. Then I was like, this ain't no Santana. but that's good. We're gonna take a break, we'll be right back.
This here music, it's my greatest joy and deepest torment. Black Magic Woman. One joint and then I'm through. When I'm done, you gon' testify the truth. It's that black snake moaning. Get you more fucked up than
So we're back here listening to a very bluesy song. You're young looking, you know. You can't be doing blues like this.
No.
Momo Fresh is what we call her. But her full name, and I'm always bad with mispronouncing
it.
Maimouna. That's right. Okay. Youssef.
Momo Fresh.
Momo Fresh. There you go. You know, do you have to have a certain older spirit or something to really sing
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I mean, I definitely have a old spirit. I come from a long time. I come from a lot of real thorough women.
Okay.
You know, who knows something about the blues, who live right. The blues, you know.
Well, it's hard to tell with sisters because y'all don't crack. So you might be 50 years old sitting here on my couch. No. Just, you know.
I'm a young John.
Okay.
But, you know, I channel. You know,
who are influences for you?
Artists, you mean?
Yeah,
most definitely my mother, but Nina Simone is a big influence for me. Marvin Gaye, Donny Hathaway, Lauryn Hill, Nas, Outkast.
Okay, so you're coming with some heat. You didn't, you know, MC Pooh Butt down the street ain't on the list right now, you know. No. Okay, you know, MC Shake-A-Lot, that you now didn't mention them. No, okay.
Not my dog.
You talked about, you know, the importance of being an independent artist. What's that about? Because you were hooked up, you know, got nominated for a song with The Roots, right. And that's an established group, and one would say, well, why not just ride that and just continue that? But you're doing it independently.
Well, it's a choice that I made, and I'm reaping the benefits, and everyone has to decide what define what success is for them. But for me to be able to create in the way that I want to create, that makes me feel whole and amazing and fulfilled, that's what I'm able to do right now. And sometimes that's very difficult when you're within a situation that already has a particular structure. So I made the choice to go the independent route. So I can find myself creatively, and that's what I'm doing, and that's what I'm gonna continue to do and grow, and so I'm looking forward to what what is going to be next for me and for me.
But when doing it independently, you know, you take on everything. So how do you separate being an artist from being a business person that has to market and produce and do all that sort of paperwork? And, you know, and then how do you go about lining up producers and all that other stuff? Or are you doing the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I have a business partner, and he and I, you know, we go really hard. But I have great friends who, you know, always, they look out for me. I made a lot of great contacts, you know, on the road. And it's grace. It's grace. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, I love the business of it. I love being involved in my own business, knowing what my business is about. It's not a lot of artists, you know, on major labels that actually know what's going on with their business, know how they're being marketed, have any hand in their brand. So, you know, I appreciate that sort of thing. And I'm learning so much. You know, eventually I'm going to give it over to someone else to do, you know. But at this stage, you know, I'm instrumental in every aspect of it. You know, I recorded my project. I mixed every instrument on it. You know, I was there throughout the whole mastering process.
So you're doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
So
but
you,
I
just
learned
didn't,
so much,
you just
so
didn't do the singing and say, okay, come back and the package is ready.
I sang my lead vocals. I sang my background vocals.
But you didn't use auto-tune, though.
No, we don't do that.
Okay.
We're not from out that mall. We don't do that. No, we believe in, you know.
Well, let's listen to another song. You know, you're in the Baltimore, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
And
DMV.
That's right, the DMV. You know, when I first heard it, I thought it was like people with, I just thought people had a love affair with the car registry place.
Right.
And then I realized it's like, oh, it's D.C., Maryland, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
DMV, as they call it.
Yeah.
So you dipped in and got Raheem Devine. This is my favorite song off your album. What is it? You Ain't Hard. What's this about and how'd you hook up with Raheem?
We're actually going to remix this song too soon, me and Raheem again. But I've known Raheem, God, since I must have been like 13 years old. I met him at an open mic. I was sneaking in the club to perform out there.
So you're going back to the days. What was his group? He had a group before his Raheem Devine. I'm going to remember this. It's like a number or something. It'll come to me.
I've never heard. I didn't see the group perform. I think when I met him, I saw him performing by himself.
Okay.
But yeah, we were actually working on a mixtape project for 368 for his company when we recorded this song. And they decided to push it back. So I said, you know what? Well, my record is about to release my record. You know, I want to use it for this. So it's like, you know, no doubt. So we're remixing this one, and we have some other stuff that we're working on in the future. But he's great people. He's like family. So.
Well, let's listen to this, and we're going to come back, continue our conversation with Momo Fresh.
This is a journey into sound.
What's up, y'all? This is Mos Def.
Yo, what's up? This is Daz Dillinger.
Hey, what's up? Yo, this is 50 Cent.
Yo, what's up, boy?
It's Crooked, man.
Death Row, y'all know.
You checking out the hip-hop station.
This is the place for banging beats and new music. Never a dull moment. Breakdown FM on All Day Play. On All Day Play.
Moo Fresh. The First Lady. 368. And I have spoken.
Wear this game, I love it and hate it the same. Couldn't wait to get in this thing, that what brings me pain. I can't remember staying up on the front stoop, rapping and cussing and begging for loot. Music blasting, coupled with the aroma of lentil soup. After fasting, break bread, then it's back to the stoop. Cause there was nothing better with your time you'd rather do. Every phrase, every line made you feel more alive. Hip hop caused a bop in your drop top. We be waiting outside the store the day the record drop. Digested like a fresh cop, a weak grass shot. Nowadays, I'd be amazed what folks to make their songs about. Just when you think you heard it all, then your jaw drops. And if it's shock value, I'm shocked. Now please stop. And I ain't got a problem with free enterprise. But if the radio ain't biased, then you telling lies. You ain't what you say. Spitting that shit, you won't sound the same. Please stop lying to me. And kick something I can feel inside of me. You say you're doing your thing. Spitting that shit, you still sound the same. Don't you got no cooth, ain't you got no truth. Spitting that death straight through to you. My brother's scared to be themselves these days. If they rap us on their hearts, then they won't get paid. They won't get laid, cause chickens want a soldier with braids. Who play that block all day? But he not that that way. But she got that brown sugar, sweetheart, he got to have it. He cooks it in the kitchen, Vaseline, Saran wraps it. Took him just a minute, couple fiends to move the package. And like magic, he got enough habit to support her and me, my, and a fake nail habit. Drinks in the club, keep her dressed the baddest. Living above his means to be perceived as lavish. Till the repo man come and everything vanish.
You ain't hard, no, you ain't tough, just a broken heart, and I've heard enough. You ain't hard, no, you ain't tough, just a broken heart, and I've heard enough.
Oh, you ain't what you say, spitting that shit, you all sound the same. Please stop lying to me, you kick something I can feel inside of me.
Oh,
you say you're doing your thing, but is it really yours or just a game? Please don't you have no shame, mediocrity must be your thing.
We're back here and listening to Mumu Fresh. I call it Momo.
Right.
That's just my accent.
That's
yeah.
like the my avatar.
Oh, okay. Is that where I got it from?
Absolutely. Well,
anyway, the name of the album is The Bloomin'. We're just listening to another song. This one featuring Raheem Devine, You Ain't Hard, and you're coming with it. You know, right now we seem to be in transition in terms of, you know, the whole world is really changing a lot. And a couple of things come to mind. One is feminine energy. You keep hearing that everywhere you go, and that you're starting to now see the voice of women, the influence of women really starting to take hold. At the same time, with so much upheaval, music and the arts are also becoming important in people's lives, either to escape or to find healing. So with those two things in mind, do you feel a pressure to move a certain way, you know, to represent for the sisters out there when you do your craft, or just to, you know, do you feel like you have to make a great song that's going to, you know, be the be all end all for the problems that we're facing?
No, not really. I think I've always been a person that connected with the social woes of my community because of the type of family that I come from. You know, they are, you know, I'm the product of, you know, Black Panthers and you know, people in the Nation of Islam and the People's Liberation Army, things like that. So, and I was homeschooled until like the 10th grade. You know, Ivan Van Certain was, Blacks in Science was, you know, was my history and science book. So I always had a certain understanding of it. So it really is not a pressure. I mean, to be honest, it's like I feel strongly about certain issues and I'm inspired to write about it, but not because because I feel pressured to speak on anyone's behalf. I write about what I want to write about and what I feel strongly about. And I feel like, you know, people connect. If people connect with it, they connect with it. Not everybody's going to connect with it. And if you don't, then that
so this is a natural thing. So when you, if you, so whatever conscious raising, this is not something that's forced.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Can you
make a song where you force yourself to do that, just as a writer?
As a ghostwriter, I can do that. And sometimes that's very challenging. But sometimes if I get, you know, a call to write a song about a particular thing. Now, if it's something that I don't unite with, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
I'm just not going to. I'm just like, I'm not even going to say that out of my mouth, you know. But if it's something that I can be like, I can find a fly way of flipping that perspective. And you know, because at the end of the day, I always want to make something that's creatively excellent.
Right.
So it may not necessarily be, you know, the path that I choose in life. But if it's a way to make it creatively excellent, I still will do it. But
okay.
if it's not, if it's just going to be whack and gratuitous, then I'm like, I'm good.
So can I listen to anybody that's well known and say, damn, you ghost writ for them?
Yeah.
Who? You can't tell, or are you allowed to?
Let me see. I'll mention one. I wrote a project for Vanessa Hudgens from High School Musical.
Okay.
From High School Musical.
Right.
So many other folks.
Did you ghostwrite for Jay-Z or
no.
Diddy or?
No.
Nas, I know you ghost written some for Nas, right? No?
No.
Okay.
I respect Nas so much. If I got that call, I'd be... I sang background for him one time.
Did you really?
At Radio City Music Hall, I sang Lauryn Hill's part for If I Ruled the World. And it was amazing because I've been listening to Nas since I was a kid. I was like, he's sitting there giving me notes and stuff, saying, on this part, can you like rap my first, like the hype man, hype girl part? And I was just like,
so you got
oh
to rap
God.
With Nas.
Yeah, I was so in awe and in shock. It was cool though. That's a wonderful thing. You get to meet your heroes.
Right.
It's always been awesome to be able to do that and just let them know they inspired you.
So if I wanted to have you ghostwrite a song, do I have to have a certain criteria? Do you kind of scope it out and be like, son, can you sing? Can you hold a note? Or anything like that, or you just,
We can work it out. We can work it out. We'll meet about it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I might have some songs for you to, work this out. Okay. I want to, before we wrap up, I want to have you pick a song off this album. I want to listen to another song, but I'm going to let you choose one of your favorites off the Bloomin'.
I think the title track is my favorite.
The That Mama one? The Bloomin'? Okay, so we're going to listen to it, and we're going to come back.
Runs deep like a terror in the south. Blood runs deep like that money in your couch. Comes cheap when you hide their whereabouts and you tell the press that there were no babies left in that house. I'm talking move, Philly, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. Fred, hand the damn, but I'm gonna give you this injection even if you don't wanna, to show you why this blood connects us all over like Baghdad, Joburg, down to Arizona. Oppressed people all over the world get stoned.
What are you putting in my mouth, liquor? White boy, what is this about? You ain't checking to see what's in it. How much land are you putting in my neighborhood?
My songs are deliberately to provoke this feeling of
I am what I am, pelle hoes and spike cans. Onion pickles and penny candies, what's the jam? In 95, mommy baked the ice cream man. Yelling lactose is bad for the African. Native American from the Choctaw Clan. Alabama Creek, Mississippi, goddamn man. I am the product of a gypsy and a kingpin. I exist somewhere between Egypt and Sing Sing. Born to be a revolutionary since a wee thing. Vow to rock the mic forever if I got an inkling. Labels pounded down my mama's door when I was 13. She would never sell me short cause purpose I was serving. Raised in Harlem City, Baltimore streets burning. Where every other building is boarded and things are yearning. Gotta have a plan if you don't wanna get eaten up. My plan was a band, now the industry be heating up. But they don't understand these go hard young bucks. A cross between public enemy and the loneliest monk. I can serve you up like a fiend with whatever you want. Hip hop, blues, jazz, rock, roll, soul, funk.
In which I find myself. That to me is my duty. And at this crucial time in our lives, when everything is so desperate, when every day is a matter of survival, I don't think you can help but be involved. An artist's duty, as far as I'm concerned, is to reflect the times. How can you be an artist and not reflect the time? That to me is the definition of an artist. Do an artist.
Would love to take the path of least resistance, but my spirit guides been telling me they need assistance. I came into this realm to do things a little different. If you love it or you hate it, I must stay persistent. I am what I am, effortlessly relevant. Everything that's ever been, I am but a grain of sand. In the creator's hand, I am just to live again, be again, melt into the omnipotent. I am.
Montreux, 2005, 7 of the 7. We're standing on the side of the stage, the roots were playing. And after we saw this shapely, beautiful Amazon standing there, who is this gorgeous lady? And when she opened her mouth, voice, I knew straight away that she was part of my tribe. Zap Mama, my moon, the Amazon, my moon.
We're back here talking with Moo Moo Fresh and Moo Moo Fresh. That's Martin Luther. Before we go on, Martin Luther, I want to ask you.
Right, exactly.
Since you drove all the way over here, and since you performed with her the night before, and you are an artist of your own rank, you know, no stranger to our show, and you also have a critical ear, and you just don't mess with anybody. You know, I mean, nobody just gets to come on the stage with Martin Luther. She's been on stage. So from your standpoint, what makes her stand out?
Maimouna Youssef. There are a lot of things about her that have impressed me since we met. She's very confident, but she's gifted in a way that I think is exceptional, that only few really possess the background of information that's necessary to carry forward the type of voice, the type of precision, as well as the love in her heart, because she writes and she speaks from her heart. She raps, you know. She's from the culture that just does it all, and she can do it all well. She produces music.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just been blessed to really to be around her because I believe it's a beautiful mutual exchange.
But both of y'all have kind of like the same thing, because when we listen to you, you can go from funky to rock.
Well,
you know, you just don't limit yourself.
There's a parallel in the background and in the rearing and the things that our parents made us know about that were important as far as Black history. And an acknowledgement of our culture and our contributions, as well as that being our natural resource.
Okay.
So that might not be the focus of a lot of artists to bring forward the thoughts and the sounds of yesterday so they can shine a light on what we should be looking forward to, right?
Right.
A lot of us are just caught up with the right now and right now only. And that's understandable. It's just that that's not necessarily my path. And I think we have a parallel there as far as a kindredness.
Right.
Wanting to be a link in the chain.
Well, there you have it. Martin Luther, no stranger to our show. You know, I'm going to say, you know, this is just me, but I think you and her, y'all need to do a project together. Some Donny Hathaway type of, what was homegirl's name? Donny Hathaway, and what was the other girl that he used to, the woman that
Butterfly.
He... No, Donny Hathaway and, I mean, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm... That's, you know, I'm just trying to make it happen right now on our show.
If I could fill my whole world around you.
We don't need Method Man and Mary J. Blige.
Morning sun. I give so much love where there is sorrow. I give joy where there's never been love. That's your part now.
Well, I'll give a little bit of that joy back to you.
I'm telling you, we're going to make it happen on Hard Knock Radio this afternoon.
Plant the seed.
Yeah, I'm planting the seed. So when y'all get on the Grammys,
all right,
and you get nominated for your second, and did you get nominated for one or not yet?
Not yet.
So you got to get nominated, and then y'all win. Mm-hmm. I want our shout out.
Okay, yes.
I want you all to acknowledge, like, oh yeah, it was a day in June. Mm-hmm. Davey D made the suggestion, and here we are, you know, on top of the world. Bigger than Prince, bigger than Michael Jackson.
This will be his story.
There you
her
go.
Her story in the making.
I like that.
Ooh, his story and her story in the making.
Great to have two talented folks in the building with us this afternoon. As we get ready to let you go, you seem to have Bay Area swag.
I'll do it.
Yeah, thank so, you. I mean, you kind of have that gulliness,
okay.
You know, a little bit, you know, that edge.
Okay.
So, do you move out here?
I don't move out here. I don't know about that. I'm an East Coast girl. I'm a city girl.
Okay.
I mean,
I got a braided chain and everything for you. Yeah, there you go.
I might move to the South. You know, I like the South, but
let me ask you this. You know, on a more serious tip, there was a renaissance. We were talking about this the other day in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And can you speak on that? And what do you think just about the various type of movements that seem to show up musically or artistic-wise, little mini renaissance that seem to show up at different parts?
Right.
Atlanta has a little something going on. Philly had its thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Bay is trying to do its thing. You know, how do you see it from somebody?
Well, you know, I kind of came in on the tail end of Philly's renaissance, but it was amazing nonetheless. I remember... you know, going to see D'Angelo's Voodoo Tour and seeing James Poyser and Questlove, you know, as a part of Soul Clearance, and just, you know, I might have been like 11 years old or something like that, and thinking like, wow, this is amazing. Like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. And then actually, you know, moving to Philly, meeting all those guys, working with those guys, you know, being there at the Black Lily, the Dave Chappelle block party, all those things. I mean, it was amazing. It was unreal. It was, you know, definitely a time in my life, a memory, memories that I really cherish when everybody was together, like, you know, doing their craft. I don't live in Philly anymore, but from what I hear is not, you know, the vibe has changed a lot. I know the Black, you know, they don't do Black Lily anymore. And, you know,
What does it take to sustain a movement to you? What do you think comes in the way?
I think it probably just takes people being invested in it, and it also takes youth, you know, teaching the youth, grooming them to be the to take your place when right. you leave. You know, I think that probably didn't really happen. A lot of times the youth will, it'll be like a hiatus, and the youth will have to start their own thing as opposed to being groomed into the movement that just happened. Right. I mean, I was, you know, I have a few mentees in D.C. that I'm having the idea of doing the same thing with of starting an organization where I'm grooming them and, you know, teaching them about the business and just how to have, you know, their head on straight. Because if, I mean, they're so talented, you know, they just may be the next, right. you know, whatever. And, you know, we don't want them misrepresenting, you know, and wasting their talent. But I think that's what it takes. And D.C. is definitely, I always feel like D.C. right now is in one of those renaissance.
Well, periods. D.C.'s had a couple of them.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's had a couple of the whole spoken word thing was right. happening. And it was always the go-go thing, you know, mm-hmm. rest in peace, Chuck Brown.
Right,
I just
yes.
never thought that that was fully appreciated. But I think
right.
with his passing, people, I think, are going to really dip in and really mm-hmm. understand that there was a certain type of right. Musicology there.
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, even on the hip hop level, I mean, big up to Godzilla, Up and Up Open Mic. It's an amazing place that artists are able to come, and you know, it's been a weekly event. It's been going on for like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, something like that. You know, you come in and you have tap dancers, you'll have our group Fatafina Khan drum ensemble, you'll have, you know, so many different types of art forms coming all together. And, you know, and for people to be exposed to it that normally would not be exposed to seeing these things operate in the same vein. Someone's tap dancing, another person is rapping over the rhythm that the tap dancer lays down. Same thing, Black Alley, they're, you know, a go-go group, but they've also been adding a hip-hop edge to it.
Right.
And have been, I mean, you know, creating amazing vibes. Like, just, yeah, it's been awesome.
Well, we're going to see. Like I said, I think there's change in the air, mm-hmm. and we're in a time where it's going to really happen.
Yeah.
We're going to have you pick your last song off this album.
What's my last song?
Gypsy Woman, The One With Wise Intelligence.
What's my favorite song?
Wake Up.
I do like Wake Up. Wake Up is one of the last songs that we recorded, and it was right after I recorded a song called An Ode to Monsanto. It's not on this record. But about genetic modification of foods. And I had gone to a resort, well, not really a resort, like a farm in Jamaica. And I just started learning so much about the genetic modification of food and what it's doing to countries all over the world, including us, what
yeah.
it's doing to our bodies and minds. And then I started, you know, I put that song together, Wake Up, just about things that are happening and really, you know, just raising a certain awareness that, you know, nothing is for nothing. Like the foods that we eat, the water that we drink, all those things
right.
that we put into our bodies, we're wondering why our relationships aren't working, why our temperament is all off, why we're imbalanced. And
it's like chemical warfare.
It is. And it's yeah. not a spooky thing. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's just fact.
just the fact that Monsanto, like, you know, trademark seeds and patents, mm. you know, farming
right.
Techniques mm. from ancient people
yeah.
is just crazy to me, mm. you know. And the fact, you know, like you need a license to plant seeds
right.
a certain way.
And
it's like,
I mean,
really?
They're trying to pass laws all the time to stop individuals from even having gardens. It's a little ridiculous. They want, you know, food to be under the National Security, you know, Act, so that they're able to, only they control the food that you eat. And my God, if someone controls the food you eat, they control your life.
Right, and what then Obama put somebody in his cabinet that's a former executive.
Yep. Yep.
Something to think about. Before we go on out, we're going to play Wake Up. But, you know, I mentioned that you were part of being nominated for a Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was for the Roots song, It Ain't Right.
Don't Feel Right.
So before we, as we lead into this song, can you do the hook from that where we can hear your voice? And then, I'm gonna, you know, we'll just mix okay. it right on in. You know, do the little DJ thing.
Mm. Seems to me nowadays things have changed. I don't know if I feel the same. It don't feel right, it don't feel right. I don't feel, I can't feel, I don't feel it no more. Things don't feel right over here. Lately I ain't been seeing clear. Don't feel right, don't feel right. Don't feel, I can't feel, I don't feel it no more. There you go.
Boom. Momo Fresh in the building. The name of the album is The Bloomin'.
Bloomin', yes.
Check it out. Please. And oh wait, your website?
My website is mumufresh.com. It's mumufresh.com. You can check out The Bloomin' on iTunes, Amazon. All my show dates, lineups will be on the website.
Right.
Big up to David D for having me here. Thank you so much.
Well, for now. Peace.
Testing on innocent lives. Disease and disaster can be contrived. Nothing is an accident, I won't tell no lie.
strong.